Chapter 3 of As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. New version edited by Christopher Westra of freemindpowerbooks.com. Read by Thea Westra of myforwardsteps.com. Chapter 3. Effects of Thoughts on Health and Body. Your body is the servant of your mind. It obeys the operations of the mind, whether they be deliberately chosen or automatically expressed. At the bidding of unlawful thoughts, the body sinks rapidly into disease and decay. At the command of glad and beautiful thoughts, it becomes clothed with youthfulness and beauty. Disease and health, like circumstances, are rooted in thought. Sickly thoughts will express themselves through a sickly body. Thoughts of fear have been known to kill a man as readily as a bullet. Sick thoughts are continually killing thousands of people, just as surely, though less rapidly. The people who live in fear of disease are the people who get it. Anxiety quickly weakens the whole body and lays it open to disease. Impure thoughts, even if not physically indulged, will soon depress the nervous system. Strong, pure and happy thoughts build up your body in vigor and grace. Your body is delicate and shapeable, and will respond readily to the thoughts that you impress upon it. Your habits of thought will produce their own effects, good or bad, upon every part of your body. People will continue to have impure and poisoned blood so long as they maintain unclean thought. Out of a clean heart comes a clean life and a clean body. Out of a defiled mind proceeds a defiled life and a corrupt body. Thought is the fount of action, life, and manifestation. Make the fountain pure and all will be pure. Changing your diet will not help if you will not change your thoughts. When your thoughts are pure, you no longer desire impure food. Clean thoughts make clean habits. When your thoughts are strong and pure, you do not need to consider any offensive thoughts that lead to bodily weakness. If you would perfect your body, guard your mind. If you would renew your body, beautify your mind. Thoughts of malice, envy, and disappointment rob the body of its health and grace. A sour face does not come by chance. Such a face is made by sour thoughts. Wrinkles that mar the face are drawn by folly, passion, and pride. I know a woman of 96 who has the bright, innocent face of a girl. I know a man well under middle age whose face is drawn into unsightly contours. The one is the result of a sweet and sunny disposition, the other is the outcome of passion and discontent. You cannot have a sweet and wholesome home unless you admit the air and sunshine freely into your rooms. You cannot have a strong body and a bright, happy countenance unless you freely admit thoughts of joy and goodwill into your mind. On the faces of the aged there are wrinkles made by sympathy, others by strong and pure thought, and others carved by passion. Who cannot distinguish them? With those who have lived righteously, the age is calm, peaceful, and softly mellowed like the setting sun. I have recently seen a philosopher on his deathbed. He was not old except in years. He died as sweetly and peacefully as he had lived. There is no physician like a cheerful thought for clearing away the ills of the body. There is no comforter to compare with goodwill for dispersing the shadows of grief and sorrow. To live continually in thoughts of ill will, cynicism, suspicion, and envy is to be confined to a self-made prison. But to think well of all, to be cheerful with all, and to patiently learn to find the good in all, lead you to the very portals of heaven. To dwell day by day in thoughts of peace toward every creature will bring you abounding peace. End of chapter 3.